Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Dan Liguori on Phoenix Business Radio X, and this morning I have the personal pleasure to have Kyle McIntosh, president of Max 6 Conscious Capitalism, with us here at the Max 6 Fall Festival. How are you, Kyle?
I'm great.
Enjoying this beautiful fall morning.
What an amazing day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us on. So, Kyle, if you want to introduce yourself and what you do and about Max 6 Conscious Capitalism.
Yeah, so what I do, Max 6 does two things. We have collaborative spaces and we have culture-focused leadership programs. So we have a couple of commercial office buildings, and one of them is a large co-working space, and then in we have a third building that's a large manufacturing space, kind of like co-working but for 30 companies that are making stuff. The other side of what we do is help companies to develop their values, drive that through the entire organization to create higher performing teams. And what I do is just dependent on the day. It's sometimes working with business owners and sometimes dressed up in a red suit like today and about ready to go into the dunk tank.
Yes, absolutely. How long have you been in Tempe, Arizona?
We started the Max 6 in 2011. We've owned the building for about 15 years. I started the business with my dad, Scott McIntosh, and his old company that he sold has been in this company or in this building for about 15 years.
Right. So now you mentioned working with businesses. What are some of the businesses you've worked with in your time with Max 6?
Oh, there's been a lot of them. So we have, and this is the exciting thing, is we just expanded to a new building. We have now about 90 companies working in under one of the roofs that we manage. And so some of those companies, there's a company called Refresh Glass, for example, that works over at the manufacturing facility that turns wine bottles into drinking glasses. There's a company called CompuPartners that works in the office building here that does IT. We've done work with so the Dunk Tank, the charity that we're supporting today, is a group called Care for Life that doesn't work in our space but is a great organization that we support with the program side of our business.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a really good way to give back to the community. Talk about what you guys do to give back to the community.
So that's probably mostly through the conscious capitalism side of what we do. And so I'm also on the board of Conscious Capitalism Arizona, which exists to simply at the highest level just tell stories about businesses that are doing great things and business as a force for good. And so a lot of what we're doing in that organization is finding great businesses and then highlighting them and telling their stories so that we can create this narrative of amazing things happening in Arizona through for-profit and non-profit businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for our listening audience that's maybe not as familiar with the business climate here in Arizona, what has been the biggest thing that you've seen change since you've been got involved with Max 6, and how have businesses really adapted, and how has it helped the business climate here for, you know, maybe other businesses that were looking to come to Arizona from other places? Can you kind of go through that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes, and it's not just Arizona, but all over the place, and just trends and you know, more collaborative workspaces. And I think one of the things that Arizona has been sort of developing a niche in is not necessarily the huge businesses, but a lot of entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial support and supporting these early stage businesses that can grow within and create new jobs, as opposed to just having to pull, you know, the next company in from California or wherever else because we have lower taxes. And so there's a ton of initiatives that have just continued to grow to support these early stage companies and their growth.
Right. So with entrepreneurship being so popular here in Arizona, would you say it's because of conscious capitalism and maybe be lower tax incentives for businesses to be here versus, you know, California or other places?
I think part of it's the lower tax part, and that helps for sure to have a business-friendly climate. I think that there's just a lot of groups in town. Conscious capitalism is one of them. It's a big umbrella. The Tempe Chamber of Commerce is here. E-Alliances is here. There's a lot of groups in town that really just support that ecosystem of early-stage businesses, and I think the investment community caught on to that and really started supporting that type of company, as opposed to a lot of later stage venture capital investment, which happens, and it's a great story when it happens, but there's just a lot more support, I think, than some places for the earlier stage businesses here.
It certainly is. Now, for those that are looking to be, you know, get involved in conscious capitalism, maybe or entrepreneurship, what would you say they're the best way to do that is for maybe someone else that's practicing maybe a different sort of business or just wants to get involved in something like this?
Just show up. So for Conscious Capitalism Arizona, it's consciouscapitalismaz.com. And you can see when we have our monthly events and show up and just see what's going on. Be a part of the community. At Max 6, we have monthly lunches that we put on Wednesdays for people who want to get engaged. And, you know, whether even if it's not us, there's all kinds of groups. Like I said, the Tempe Chamber, Alliances, Local First, Better Business Bureau. There's a ton of organizations in Arizona. And just show up and check them out. And it's, you know, it's no pressure, but you get to see who's out there and find, you know, find your tribe.
Absolutely. How can our listening audience connect with you? Do you use Twitter or Facebook or...
Yep, max6.com is our website, or Facebook, Max 6 Communities, and that's probably the best way. Find our website and send us a note if you're interested, or just come check us out, and myself or Chrissy, our community builder, could give you a tour.
Absolutely. Well, Kyle, we really appreciate having you on here this morning. Thank you for all you do and for this wonderful fall festival on this Halloween morning. You've been listening here at Phoenix Business Radio X. This is Dan Liguori. Until next time.